California Governor Gavin Newsom says of the fire that has indefinitely shut down a vital stretch of the I-10 freeway in Los Angeles.
Arson appears to be the likely ignition for this fire.
CBS's Carter Evans has gotten an up-close look at the damage.
The concrete has done what's called spalling, and that's where it just kind of cracks and falls off those columns. Those columns are in bad shape, and the question now is this a repair that can be done by removing those columns and replacing them, or is this a situation where they're going to have to tear down this whole section of the freeway and start over?
Paul Pelosi, husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has testified in the trial against David DePapp, who's accused of beating him with a hammer at the Pelosi San Francisco home last year. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
Paul Pelosi told jurors, looking at him and looking at the hammer, I recognized that I was in serious danger. After his arrest, DePapp told investigators his goal was to kidnap the House Speaker and interrogate her. He says he wanted to stop her from carrying out her official duties.
Gaza City's Shifa Hospital is said to be near collapse, even those helping the sick and wounded say they are not able to do as much as they'd like. Aliona Sinenko is a spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross.
It is heartbreaking to be receiving those pleas every day and not being able to respond to them because, unfortunately, the conditions for our own teams are extremely dangerous to be able to move around.
Israeli Defense Forces say they're trying to coordinate the transfer of incubators to Shifa Hospital. Recalls have been out for weeks on certain fruit purees and pouches. Now, the government is out with new numbers on just how many kids have so far gotten sick from them. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
At least 22 toddlers in 14 states have gotten sick by lead linked to pouches of cinnamon apple puree and applesauce. The CDC says kids 1 to 3 years old were affected, and at least one child had a blood lead level 8 times higher than the level that raises concern. The illnesses are part of an outbreak tied to recalled pouches from brands Wanabana Apple Cinnamon Fruit Puree and Schnucks and Weiss Cinnamon Applesauce Pouches sold at places like Dollar Tree and Amazon.
Researchers at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in UC San Francisco have concluded that men are dying more than 6 years before women. Dr. Brandon Yan tells CBS News.
What we have found is that the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the drug overdose epidemic, have disproportionately resulted in deaths among men as compared to women.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes Tuesday on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of Monday night, not enough senators support it to pass. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
That's Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Nate Wuggehow, Civic Media News.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23-ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Chryst. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Council says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Council. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 28. South winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 59. Lows around 41 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Different. You drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. With Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
PG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Government workers concerned about another government shutdown that could happen late Friday if Congress does not pass a temporary funding bill. Willie Joe Price has worked at the Library of Congress cafeteria for decades. Price sent a message to Capitol Hill lawmakers.
They're not thinking about the American people.
House Democrats and some Republicans were vetting a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wanted it on border issues. Instead, Democrats asked to put the vote on hold and send the question to the Homeland Security Committee. House majority approved it. Huge fire under one of the most heavily traveled roadways in America was deliberately set, according to investigators, looking into the weekend fire in a storage area under the 10 freeway in Los Angeles. Israeli military saying it surrounded the largest hospital in Gaza. Biden administration officials say Hamas runs a command center under that hospital, although the military there denies it. This is ABC News. Kids out of school for a second day in Andover, Massachusetts, where teachers voted to strike. Union wants an 18% pay hike for teachers, 34% for assistants. Mom Tara Bodine says she understands why teachers walked out.
I feel really strongly that we need to pay our teachers and the IAs. They make such a low salary for the important work that they do.
A judge has ordered tens of thousands in fines against the union for every day classrooms are out. California approving Melanie's Law. It will require schools to have a fentanyl response safety plan and make Narcan available to all school employees, that law named for a 15-year-old who died of an overdose. Several thousand tremors rattling southern Iceland as that country worries about a possible volcanic eruption. Almost 4,000 people evacuated over the weekend as authorities feared molten rock would rise to the surface of the earth and potentially hit a coastal town. Andy Field, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called a sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
That it's so easy to forget that. And I remember when I probably said the story before, but I remember when my grandma was in assisted living, we made sure that she had a visit every single day because of elder abuse.
Right.
And we just were like, and we look at people like, hey, we see you, you know, you see us. So it's about being present. And I think that's the important piece for us.
Absolutely. Hey, Google Spear Care Services here, and it'll pop right up, and reach out to them for this great service. And Maren, thank you so much. Skull Vikings. Maybe we'll have you on every Monday to talk about the Vikings for a segment.
I love it.
Well, write that down, Haley. You know, I've
your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. California's governor says arson is to blame for a massive weekend fire which has indefinitely closed a portion of I-10 in Los Angeles. CBS's Carter Evans says after seeing the damage...
The reality is here, we're not looking at a couple of days. I think in a best-case scenario, we're looking at weeks.
Paul Pelosi testifies in the trial against David DePap about being attacked with a hammer at a San Francisco home. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
It's the first time he's been in the same room with the defendant since the brutal attack. DePap has been charged with attempted kidnapping and assault after breaking into former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home last October.
Gaza's largest hospital, Shifa, is surrounded by Israel Defense Forces and said to be near collapse. CBS's Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem reports.
These are people who cannot leave. They are critically ill. They're in a desperate condition. And any kind of evacuation needs a lot of planning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was only trying to control Acevedo with a chokehold after a fight. He says he acted in self-defense. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 28. South winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 59. Lows around 41 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. And they dig in defensively tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive. thrive and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Election. So three cheers to the Gen Zs that are really kicking it in and are sick and tired of being sick and tired with what's going on.
Hey, right on with that. Well, and Katie Cashman, who we had on Native Roots, I believe that was on November 2nd, but we had Katie Cashman on, and Katie was running for Ward 7, I believe,
yes, in
Minneapolis, and she won. So congratulations, Katie.
Yeah, you know, we're very lucky to meet a lot of these people like Katie, like Sarah. Sarah was on the show, too. Up-and-coming politicians, and Sarah is really, she went to St. Paul Central, which I did, which makes her cool, and also she is an engineer, so there's a lot of things going on there, especially with the way all this housing's being built, and you almost need an engineer to really speak up for, you know, what's happening to the building or the overbuilding or of housing here in Minnesota, or the lack of affordable housing and all those things that we care about here on Native Roots Radio, Haley.
Yes. Well, actually, for Ramsey County, they actually just put out something recently. It was their Ramsey County Housing Stability 2023-2024 Cold Weather Plan for unsheltered residents. And this gives you primary warming spaces for single adults, which is at the St. Paul Opportunity Center right off of Dorothy Day Place there in St. Paul. And then also for families and youth ages 14 through 24, the Central Baptist Church there on 420 North Roy Street in St. Paul.
Yeah, definitely. We really, it is getting to be that time of year. I know it's a little warmer here in the Twin Cities today, and unseasonably warm, but that's not going to be the case soon enough. And we know how quickly the weather can change and does change. So we have to really be worried and weary and thinking of our relatives that are unsheltered. Of course, we had that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Native, the Wall of Forgotten Natives in Minneapolis, where there were 300 people living in tents, you know, and they were all there. But we have more than that in the Twin Cities that are homeless, and I don't like to say it like that, but they don't have a place to stay, and we need to really be aware of it and help any way we can. And here at Native Roots Radio, we want to always talk about it and keep it in the forefront that these people are people and they need our help, and whatever way we can help, let's do it.
Right, exactly. And yeah, you know, we have a couple good things going on that's always free down on Franklin Avenue, thanks to a lot of our great organizations in the Native American community, such as NAC. You know, Dr. Stately usually is on with us on Monday, so I just want to shout out that NAC's November Cedar Ceremony is Thursday, November 30th at 5 p.m., and that is at the Little Earth Gym, 2501 Cedar Avenue South, Minneapolis. And then they will be doing another full moon ceremony Monday, November 27th at 5 p.m.
Yes, you know, and what we talked about earlier, too, about American Indian veterans have the highest record of military service. American Indians and Alaskan Natives serve in the armed forces at five times the national average and have served with distinction in every major conflict for over 200 years. Just amazing. Hey, Haley, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I saw on the flight home, I watched Smoke Signals again. I've seen, yeah, probably about 50 times, but it was definitely well worth it. And what's fun and funny is that I flew in on Delta, and they had that on their movie thing. So that was one of the movies you could pick from. So I was just trying to keep that kind of thing going and pick it. You know what I mean? Get the biorhythms of picking that movie. So
Yeah, and you flying Delta. Who would have thought that?
Well, yeah, well, they're out of here. Oh, are you making... Oh, was that a joke?
I was making a joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a little jet lagged. Hey, you know, we got, we have like 6 minutes left here. Why don't we, I see Angie and Ted are ready to come on. Why don't we grab them on? And Haley, why don't you take over this interview a little bit here? Because there's some exciting stuff that I did not know about. But Haley, why don't you take it away and introduce our next guest here?
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of fun stuff going on here in the Twin Cities while you were out in New York, Robert, which seems like a trend. A lot of fun things happen when you're out of town. But yeah, so I actually was surfing through my Facebook page, as I do in the mornings, and my good friend Angie Vig here posted something very, very exciting. And she's with her husband, Ted. And I think, I don't know if this is Ted's first time on Native Roots Radio, but welcome. And you had a very exciting experience over the weekend, and I'm hoping you could tell our listeners what that was.
Sure. Well, I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which was super fun.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear us?
Let me speak up a little bit. So I got to be Adam Sandler's guitar tech, which That's was awesome. Really pretty cool.
Where did Adam play?
At Target Center, downtown Minneapolis.
Nice.
What were they in town for? So it was a multitude of people. What were they performing, a comedy sketch, or what were they doing?
Yeah, well, it was a whole comedy concert show. And so he had a bunch of guests that showed up. He had Kevin
James.
Thank you. I keep forgetting his last name. And Rob Schneider. And then, I'm spacing her name from Sarah Live. Sarah.
I can't remember.
Anyway, but and they were like openers, and then they'd come up with him for certain numbers too. And there was a lot of music, a lot of songs that he did.
Six guitars on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Ted and Angie of our friends from Big Guitars on Snelling Avenue here in St. Paul. Adam Sandler, when he hosted Saturday Night Live, did an unbelievable tribute to Chris Farley. I don't know if you guys caught that, but did he play that or sing that in his concert? Because that was a tearjerker.
Yeah, he did that at the end of the show, and it was really great. And it was kind of there were three giant screens behind him, so he had kind of this video montage going the whole time.
Well, it's so funny with Adam Sandler too. He was fired from Saturday Night Live, and then and it's, you know, how he does his little poetry and poems. He said, you know, he spit out a poem that, or when he hosted the show, that his he was fired, but and then all his movies have like accumulated $1 billion. So who won, you know? Yeah. And then my favorite song from when he was on Saturday Night Live was the Jewish song, you know, and he threw in even Rod Carew in there. The Hanukkah song. Yes, thank you.
I just listened to it today, and it is so funny. Good. He's just so brilliant. And like making up words like, you know, funica,
find a word to rhyme.
Marijuanica.
Marijuanica, which is illegal here now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh exactly. My gosh. Yeah, Live Nation reached out to our friend who works for Live Nation, and she said, "Hey, they need a guitar tech. You want to do it?" And he was kind of freaked out at first, but I was like, "Ted, this will be so cool." And he used to do this for how many years?
About 5 years for the band Mint Condition. I used to travel with them.
What?
Local R&B group.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think you guys are the unsung heroes. Not only do you get the correct sounding guitar out to the artist for the song, you got to keep those babies and make sure they're in tune when you bring them out too.
Absolutely. And the thing about a big kind of stadium, like a bigger venue like that, is the temperature really fluctuates. So the tuning really fluctuates, and the guitars were out for about 6 hours before the show. So numerous times I would just keep grabbing them and keep tuning them as they kind of got acclimated, and and it seemed to all go off great. But then the crazier part, at dinner, I go to dinner, and I kind of finish my last bite, and I stand up, and here comes Adam Sandler, and he looks at me, and he says, well, I'll sit with you.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so I sat right back down again, and I talked to him for a little bit. I didn't know what to say aside from guitar stuff, but
isn't that just awesome. Super kind that yeah. he's someone's sitting alone and he just yep. comes and sits down and they get to chatting, and then yeah. Kevin James came and sat down and we're cracking both of them up, and oh my gosh,
it's pretty great.
You know, so I get to like FOMO. You guys got to call me. I know I was in New York, but I got to hang out with you guys. Gotta hang out with you guys. You got West Duty stopping in.
Come do our show.
Yes, that definitely.
To learn from this guy.
Well, let's talk. Let's get you back on here this last segment for just a little bit and talk about your store. And I know time's tight here, so we'll talk about your store a little bit and how people can reach out to you and, wow, get an autograph from both you, Angie and Ted. So, hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Wow, I didn't hear Angie and Ted. There we go. Oh, you're waiting for a solo. That was oh, I see how you are. Hey, Haley, it's that time of year again, and it's so important that our friends and relatives know about this, that need this.
Yes. So we're coming up to on the end of the year. We're around a lot of relatives, a lot of family, a lot of germs, and you want to go into the new year refreshed with a brand new health insurance plan. So MinSure is really great. You know, they were created to assist you in finding that right plan. And